And good morning, 8:37 a.m. till this Tuesday, November 1st, 66 gorgeous degrees outside. I'm Ben Nicholas here with you on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Time now for Community Connection. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, Tulsa Bone and Joint, and First Baptist Church. I'm joined by two ladies here, the Boys and Girls Club representative, Cheryl Streeters, is that correct?
Streets,
excuse me. And then Kristen from United Way, as I think every Tuesday you come in here and we have a lot of fun. So how are you doing this morning?
We're good, thank you.
Doing well, everything going good. Halloween is finally over. We're moving towards that second half of the holiday season, the first half of the holiday season with Thanksgiving coming up and then Christmas coming up. After that, any big plans coming up for that from either of y'all?
Well, I like the Halloween time just because you get to see so many cute little kids dressed up all the time, and I'm sure you guys do too at the Boys and Girls Club. But it's really fun to see them all dressed up, the different trick-or-treaters going around. But then, of course, when Thanksgiving and Christmas time comes along, I think all nonprofits are a little busier than typical season. But that's a good thing, and we like helping.
And so, United Way, what are we going on doing right now as far as campaigning? I mean, where are we at with the campaign?
Our campaign goal is about 55%, which is great for this time. We won't know for sure, of course, if we hit our goal until probably January, but we're hopeful. Again, like I say kind of every week, we have such a giving community, and it's awesome to be part of this community that gives so willingly. So right now, we're kind of just waiting on businesses to wrap up their campaigns, and we're giving talks and taking agencies' places and just doing anything we can to get our name and our 13 partner agencies' names out in the community. Currently, we have our early bird drawing for those who have submitted their names already. That'll be taking place today. So that's the exciting stuff on our end.
And when is the last day people can donate and people can help out?
Never.
Never.
It's a continuous thing. For this campaign, we kind of stopped taking pledges and donations on this campaign actually next June, and then we kind of switched to the next year's campaign. But it's never the wrong time to give to either us or one of our agencies, and we can't stress that enough because money is always needed.
So while this campaign is extremely important, there's never a bad time to help out and to donate and to jump in and do whatever anybody can.
Exactly. Give your time, your talent, and your treasures is what we say. So volunteer, advocate for our agencies, whatever you can do to help.
All right. And so Boys and Girls Club is in here. Cheryl Streets, as I messed that up earlier, I apologize for that. What's going on with you? What's going on with the Boys and Girls Club right now?
Oh, we've got so many things going on. We've got a new building that's coming. Yesterday, they disconnected our electricity for almost until the kids got there.
But this is a good thing, though. This is a good thing.
That's a good thing, but it was a little nerve-wracking, making sure that we could get our food heated up and ready to go and had lights on for the kids. But, you know, progress is being made there. We're getting ready to see some major construction become a reality, which is wonderful. We're very excited about that. It's going to give us an opportunity to serve even more kids than we do. Right now, we've got lots of programs going on. It's a great time for us. School's back in session. Kids are kind of getting into a routine. We're doing homework every day. We just started up a junior first Lego league in collaboration with The Rock. We're going to build some Lego robotics and do some competition with them eventually. We've got several other programs going on. Our STEM program is one of the kids' favorites. Computer lab and all of that good stuff in there is one of their favorites as well. We just completed a fitness challenge, which is a Boys and Girls Club of America program where all our kids participated in that. So promoting those healthy lifestyles and good character and citizenship. So
got a lot of things going on. We'll start with the first thing. We'll kind of backtrack just a little bit. We talk about the new building. That's a huge thing going on. Kind of walk us through just what's going on with that. Like, how is it being built? All that other things. This is a huge deal.
It's a huge thing for our community. Our building is, it's been band-aided as much as we can band-aid, and it's springing leaks all over the place. So it was time, and thankfully our community rallied behind us and supported it financially, and We're very, very close to our target goal of capital campaign, and we're certainly far enough along that we've begun the process. Excavation is happening. The building will be built literally just behind ours now, and then wrap around into the park area. And then once our doors open, which is projected to be about 15 months from now, then the other building, the old building, will come down. Mm-hmm. And so it's gonna provide us with probably double the square footage that we have available to us right now. And we're bursting at the seams. So even with a beautiful new state-of-the-art building, we're hopeful that it's going to be big enough to hold the kids that we anticipate being able to serve. So.
And if you haven't been to the Boys and Girls Club before they get their new building, I would encourage you to go check it out, because they do utilize that space very, very well. I can't emphasize the very enough. The number of kids they fit in that building. And I think one of the things that I always kind of misunderstood about the Boys and Girls Club is that you just kind of go there, you hang out, but really you do so much more. You do art, you do the STEM, you have the robotics, you do Power Hour, which is tutoring, doing homework, helping kids with that. But the space they utilize for that is so key. To fit how many do you have on average a day?
We're averaging about 200 a day.
Yeah, and when you look at the building, you think there's no way you could get 200 screaming kids in here, and you do it. And I know you're excited for the new building so that you can fit 200 screaming kids and more in that building.
That's right.
And so you mentioned that this is a state of the art thing. This isn't like you're just building a bigger area to house, you know, all this stuff. This is like a new thing. This is the state of the art, best of the best kind of deal going on here. What's kind of going into the new building?
Well, we'll have our space for our younger kids, our 6-year-olds through elementary school. We're actually going to have a dedicated space for our teen program, which gives them an opportunity to have a few more choices than our other kids have. It'll have a little coffee bar and everything that you need for your electronics and mobile devices and all that. Opportunity for our career launch to continue and even grow larger. The teens are doing a wonderful job at their facility now, but this is going to give them their own dedicated space within our space. It's also going to give us an opportunity to provide a preteen room, which is going to be one step up from our elementary, but not quite to our teens yet, but a little bit of a space for them to kind of grow into those teen years and those awkward adolescent transitions that they all have. But we will have, there are going to be program rooms all over the place. There'll be rooms for music and art and of course our STEM and science and technology and engineering and math, and our dedicated space for our homework, our Power Hour, and our reading program and all that. So very, very exciting. We'll have a double gym,
a baseball field.
it's gonna be quite the sight.
It sounds like, I tell you what, we're gonna take a quick little break, and we're gonna come back right here with more Community Connection on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back here with more Community Connection right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Now, we were talking a little bit about the break, about programs and whatnot, and you mentioned that your baby, your program is Smart Girls. Do I have that correct?
It is.
What is Smart Girls?
Well, SMART Girls is a program that the SMART acronym is Skills Mastery and Resistance Training. So that encompasses good character and citizenship. It encompasses a good positive self-image, non-bullying, how to be a good friend, how to navigate those rough waters of adolescence in girls, and coming to having someone to go to talk about those issues and those questions that they have that they might not be comfortable talking to someone else about. It's for 9-year-olds through 12-year-olds is the program that I do. There's a curriculum that's age-based for everyone that we serve, but that's the target goal, that the target group that I serve.
And is this a like national thing, or is this just a Bartlesville thing, or?
It's a national program. There's a curriculum that is tested and tried and true, and it's a collaboration with many agencies and many sources around the country that have put this program together. So it's a very good program. Parents have to sign a specific permission to allow their girls to attend, because we do talk about material that might be a little controversial or whatever, but this is, the way I tell them is they can talk to me about anything. My opinion doesn't matter. I'm not going to throw in anything like that into it. It's going to be absolute truthful answers, and they'll get the answers that they need.
And so is this something that you're kind of the head honcho of, kind of something that you lead? I mean, necessarily, I don't know if I have that term correctly or not, but.
It's a program that I do. I've done it for several years now. I get great satisfaction out of being able to get girls prepared for those teen years. And we talk about dating, we talk about responsibility that they have and how not to be put in situations that are going to be harmful to them.
And so obviously this is something that works, right? And you can see a difference as they, I guess, when they reach 12, they kind of, I guess, age out of that specific 9 to 12 group. But this is something that changes their life.
They do, and it does. And I do a shorter program with the teens, and the questions become harder and the answers become harder, but they're needed. And I would much rather have my kids know the right answers to the questions that they have rather than going and finding it from Susie next door or Google.
That may or may not be right.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something you put a lot of heart and time and effort into it. And so obviously we're here for the United Way and their campaign going on, helping sponsor kind of these programs.
Absolutely.
And stuff. Obviously they sponsor the Boys and Girls Club as a whole, but through sponsoring the Boys and Girls Club, this sponsors your program and that program. I say your program, but again, you mentioned this is kind of your thing, your favorite program, your child a little bit. So that's how the United Way does that. And how does the United Way help the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, it's a vital part of our program. There's no way we could do what we do as effectively as we do it without the funding that the United Way provides. Obviously, there are many nonprofits in this town, and it's amazing how our community rallies around each one, and we all collaborate and we work together because we're all in this together, and we're all doing it for the same reason, to make our community better and to grow our kids up and to be responsible, respectable citizens.
And so I always like to ask this when we get wrapping up the interviews here, but somebody's listening, somebody says, I really, really like what the Boys and Girls Club is doing. How can I help? How can somebody help you all do what you do?
I love volunteers. There's, again, with limited funding, there's no way that we could staff our programs the way we do as effectively as we do without volunteers that come in. We have the volunteers that come in and do the STEM programs with us. We have a partnership with Oklahoma Wesleyan University to provide work study students. We have a partnership with AmeriCorps, and we have 3 girls from AmeriCorps that come in. So all of those take the pressure off of our budget, off of our payroll, so that we can keep the ratio where we need it to be. So volunteering is key. There's no greater resource than your time, and that's a vital part of what we do.
So absolutely, funding and monetary value is always important, but also time and just the work, the manual labor that goes into it, so volunteers are necessary. And so if somebody wants to volunteer, where do they go?
Boys and Girls Club is at 401 South Seminole. You can give us a call at 918-336-3636. You can visit our website, bgcbeville.org, and get all the information that you need.
All right, and should I tell them that to contact you, Cheryl Streets, if they want to help out?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate both of your time, and thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
Davis Family Funeral Home presents Radio Reminders on AM 1400, 93.3 FM.